So, how many of you have ever gone on a road trip? All right. Have you ever spoken or heard the words, "Are we there yet?" I've both spoken and heard these words on a family road trip. Do you remember the excitement to get to the destination? Do you remember the boredom of riding in the car for hours? As a child, we would travel yearly to Ohio. Depending on where my uncle was working would determine where in Ohio we were destined. It was usually within an hour of Columbus. It generally took us from Syracuse about 9+ hours to reach our destination. Believe me, my brother and I would always ask, "Are we there yet?" We knew we would have a good time with our cousins playing outside in their big backyard or in their creek. We also knew it was a long time to be stuck in a car. After about 6 or 7 hours, we were sick of the music or books we had brought to keep us busy while driving. We could not wait to reach our destination. Our excitement would turn to boredom, then annoyance, to numbness, and finally back to excitement. As an adult, I remember taking a road trip with my family. My daughter was a pretty good rider, but after several hours, she was bored. "Are we there yet?" When I heard her say that, I would think to myself, "I wish we were." As an adult, we can't wait to reach our road trip destination because our excitement and work started long before we got in the car. We had to pack the family, pack the car, plan the route and snacks. We were tired before we even started driving. Yet we were excited to get to our destination. Maybe it was a family reunion or a family wedding or a family vacation. We were very motivated to arrive. As the children ask, "Are we there yet?" we adults are asking the same question. We all live in anticipation. We live in the anticipation of what's next. What is the next goal that we would like to achieve, such as graduation, get a great job, fall in love, get married, own a home, have a family, go on vacation, own a vacation home, retire, have grandchildren, or live where it's warm. We are always striving for the next thing. We live in the what's next. We live with anticipation. This Advent season, we are in week 4 of our extended Advent. And so I'm going to take a second to explain where this has come from for anyone who's visiting or whoever's visiting. So we decided to have an extended Advent this year. Extended Advent is an old tradition that we're bringing back, and it is a time of hope, anticipation, waiting. And we really wanted to observe extended Advent for a couple of reasons. One is we wanted to acknowledge that there is a season of Advent. It isn't just Christmas. And second, we wanted to respond to the secular Christmas that we see and hear every day. We are hearing constantly of what we need to buy, what we deserve, and how we need to live in that consumer culture. And so we wanted to say, we have something else going on. We are anticipating the birth of Christ at Christmas. So in that, we are living in both times of, we are living with gifts of darkness and gifts of light. And so our banner up here is our representation, in addition to the front of your bulletin, that beautiful image by the artist Swanson of our gifts of darkness and gifts of light. You can see that the gifts of darkness bring out the gifts of light. We would not see the stars or the moon without those, without the darkness surrounding it. And then with that, we are each week, our 7 weeks of Advent, building on our season of Advent in our hills. So far God has work for us to do. We are hopeful, we give thanks, and now we live in anticipation. I hope you are experiencing the anticipation of the remembering of Christ's birth. Have you been able to reflect on the waiting? Have you been able to reflect on the meaning of Christmas? Has this time been one in which you are able to reflect on the secular Christmas that surrounds us? Therefore, have you been able to reflect on what Advent and Christmas means to you? You may even be asking, are we there yet? So many years ago, Paul and the Thessalonians were longing to see one another. He writes to the Thessalonians in his first letter written around 51 AD. The faith community had so many questions for Paul, such as, what happens when people die before Jesus returns? Paul wishes he was with the faith community to comfort and to guide them. He praises the Thessalonians on the depth and strength of their faith, but longs to be with them. He longs to be a pastoral presence. He longs to live in faith and community with them in their time of sadness and wonder. Paul lived in a state of anticipation. He expected Jesus Christ to return immediately. Every day he woke up believing it would be the day Jesus Christ was once again on earth. Paul lived every day as if Jesus would be standing next to him any moment. He lived in the hope and anticipation of Jesus Christ's return. So when the Thessalonians asked about those who died in the faith community before Christ's return, Paul answered, God has got that one figured out. You don't have to worry about your brother after his death. God is taking care of him. Paul knew, believed, expected, anticipated Jesus was to come again. Jesus did not return in Paul's lifetime or many, many lifetimes after his. And so we wait. We have reminders that Jesus will come again. Our Jeremiah text tells us that we wait with a promise from God. In those days, and at that time, I will raise up a righteous branch from David's line, who will do what is just and right in the land. And this is what he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. We anticipate Jesus, the light, coming into our world filled in so much pain and darkness. We long for a time when the world is full of the light and love of Jesus Christ. We anticipate the remembering of Jesus' birth as we start the Christian calendar year here in Advent. We start with the anticipation of the birth so that throughout the year we will be prepared to live a life full of the light and love of Jesus. We anticipate this extended Advent with the uncomfortableness of the road trip and finishing our peas before we can eat cake. We hope for the love and light to come. Just as a child on a road trip, we may go through many emotions. We may live in the excitement of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Counselor, our Prince of Peace. This may turn to boredom as we live in a world where many do not reflect our faith and values of peace and justice. We may get annoyed that day after day we hear of more violence and abuse, more oppression and inequality. We may become numb and turn away from the world's problems because they seem so big and frustrating. Then, finally, we will come back to excitement. That with our faith, we too can live as Jesus lived and as if Jesus is to return tomorrow. We too can make a difference in someone's life. And so, we live and wait in the anticipation of the light and love that is to come. Amen.